335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message. In the natural sense, the darkest hour is just before the dawn. It always is very dark. That's the darkest time of the day, or the whole day. It's just before the day breaks. We've been in a series, In and Out, on the high life, and I want to continue in that vein pertaining to the high life. And we've looked at a number of different aspects of the high life and what it is. And our major reference point, our key reference point, is concerning our soul. We prosper as our soul lives in God. Amen. Let me just say to some of you that the enemy can delay you or deter you, but he can't stop you. Amen. And God is amazing at working all things somehow together for the good. Amen. I just feel that in the spirit tonight, that the enemy can't stop you. The only one that can stop you is you. Amen. Amen. But the enemy, no enemy can stop you. He might be able to delay you or block you momentarily or hinder you for a season, but it's measured. Amen. Amen. God will measure it. He won't allow anything that you can't bear. I'm often reminded that before honor is always humility. Before God really gives great breakthrough, there sometimes it seems the enemy comes in like a flood. But that's always an indication. The darkest before the dawn. Amen? Tell someone, stay your course. Now we looked at a number of different things. Acts chapter 17, where it's in him that we live and move and have our being. And again, we're basing this entire series of messages on the reference or the divine reference point of our soul prospering as it lives in God, as it lives in God. You know, even when we're going through trials and tests, that's where we have to truly fight the fight of faith to stay in that place of rest. When thoughts are bombarding your mind, you know, or things are bombarding your body, or even there's spiritual conflict and things start going haywire, all these things try to begin to dictate as to where your soul is going to be, what your perspective and your reference point will be. But in the midst of that, God is faithful to raise us up, amen, out of the ashes, and give us what, beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, amen. So when Adam failed in the beginning to decree what God had revealed to him, the law of sin and death was set in motion. The law of sin and death began. Man, up until the time of Christ, could only live a maintenance life. But God has called us to live a higher life. Amen. So what we want to take a look at tonight, I've entitled this, The Dominion of Our Soul. It's time to take back dominion of our soul. I mean complete dominion. If you'll get for me Philippians chapter 2, Philippians chapter 2, and starting at verse number 1, Philippians. And we're going to read through verse number 5, Philippians 2, 1 through 5. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Okay? Now, our emphasis again, we prosper as our soul lives in God. The target of heaven as well as hell is your soul. That's the target. That's where God wants to infiltrate and take over, and that's where the enemy wants to have influence, in the realm of your soul. So now here we see in Philippians chapter 2, the word saying, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Now, if you go back to chapter 2, verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others or other better than themselves. Let nothing, say that with me, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. All right? Let nothing be done through strife. This is very important if our soul is to continue to prosper. It has to live in God. It has to live in the presence of God. So anytime we get into strife or into vainglory, into pride, into arrogance, into, you know, bullying or into showcasing, anytime we get into that, we are stepping outside of boundaries. Amen. We are stepping outside of boundaries, and we begin to, our soul begins to, and you know, God gives us, let me say, some wiggle room. He doesn't, you know, just cast you aside every time you make a mistake. No, there's grace. But if we, the danger with that is, I like to say it this way, I use this terminology all the time. A dog that tastes blood becomes a dangerous dog. A dog that tastes blood, you know, because it starts to like blood. And it'll start acting in ways that a dog shouldn't act. So see, whenever we start to get into strife, the enemy targeting our soul will come and shore you up in that. And show you that you can get some of the things you want that way. You know how they say the squeaky wheel gets the oil, or you know, the one that enforces there. But see, that's not the way that God intends for us to do. Because our soul has to live in Him. Now, our soul can get inflated like that. And we can think we all that because we done pushed somebody around. But you see, the whole thing is that we must carry that can transform lives. Not that just entertains. Not that just, you know, just superficial stuff looking good. No, we have to carry what can transform lives, what can change atmospheres, what the devil has no choice but to respect. The sons of Sceva, he had no respect for them. Paul, we know. Jesus, we know. But who are you? But see, you have to carry that. You cannot allow strife or striving or vainglory, pride. Just got to be heard. Say amen, lights. Amen. You just got to be the one seen. Got to have your turn. Got, you know, taking more than is relegated to you. No, we have to be very careful with things like that, to stay in our place. Because why? Our soul prospers. Sometimes when you stay in your place, you suffer for it. Say amen again. When you truly follow the Lord, you carry a cross. And there's a whole lot of things you could do, but because you're following him, you know that your soul is going to only live in him. Remember now, when Adam fell, the Lord said, the day you eat of the tree, you die. They didn't die physically. Their soul didn't completely die. It just separated from the true life source. They were living a life, but it was not the high life. It was not the God life. It was not the Zoe life. It was a maintenance life that would end up in death, where everything around it was cursed. And so when we allow ourselves, our soul, to enter, that's why the Lord said, let nothing. Somebody say nothing. Nothing. When you go home, stop letting stuff be done through strife. Amen. On your job, in your home, wherever you are, with your children, stop allowing things or pushing things through strife. Amen. Or vainglory. Showing off. Showing out. Bragging. I listen to people a lot of times just to hear how they talk. And, you know, the majority of people's, I won't say the majority, but a lot of times, most times, many times, when you listen to people long enough, they wind up talking about themselves. Say amen real hard. I listen, I. If you had a recorder, you counted the times, they say I. Because it's we're conditioned. The world conforms us. And see, this is the world that we live in. This is what it thrives on. This is what makes it tick. This is what makes the world go round. Pride. Ambition. Self-centeredness. But look at somebody, tell them there's another world. A much higher life. That we are called to. And it will cost you something. It costs you your soul living in God. It has to be a conscious effort. Amen. To purpose, to initiate things. That's why we decree the word of God. We are initiating things in the atmosphere. We are pushing stuff back away from us. I mean, every now and then you need some room to think. You need some room to truly get in touch with yourself, to put yourself in proper perspective to the things of God, to the things of this world. Because it's easy to be caught up, amen, in the world. Now, let this mind, let is a passive. It's not the initiator. It's the responder. You know, now that we are saved, we have to let this mind. In other words, I have to make a conscious effort to let this mind. I could tell you off. In response to what you said to me. But I got to let this mind be in me.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.